This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A Steamboat Springs man died at Steamboat Lake State Park Saturday. 72-year-old Gregory Bjorgum was found in an inflatable fishing float tube that was flipped over in Steamboat Lake. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers responded, and Bjorgum was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy is this week. A house is nearly a total loss from a fire on Lower Route County Road 44 Saturday. Steamboat Springs Fire Chief Chuck Sarasoli says they were able to save the garage. No one was hurt. The pets are safe. Steamboat Springs Fire is investigating. Steamboat Springs police have arrested two men charged with robbery and bias-motivated crimes. It had to do with reports of people being scammed through the sale of fake jewelry and possibly targeting Hispanic individuals. The two suspects have been identified as 27-year-old Nikolai Ha and 31-year-old David Alejandro, both reportedly from New York. Steamboat Springs police says reach out to them if you have been a victim. 17-year-old Holt LeMaster appeared virtually in district court Friday from the Grand Mesa Youth Services Center. He is the Steamboat Springs teenager charged in the alleged stabbing of a preschool teacher at a home where she was dog-sitting in April of last year. Deputy District Attorney Joseph Bucci says the defense is expected to file a motion for a change of venue. He expects that a trial date will be set at LeMaster's next court appearance, which is June 2nd. Bucci says LeMaster will be in the courtroom in person for that next court date, and he'll be tried as an adult. He turns 18 in June. Moffat County High School will have two new principals next year, serving on an interim basis. Michelle Tucker and Erica Miller have been assistant principals in the district. They will be co-principals at Moffat County High School, replacing Principal Ryan Frank, who's moving to the Front Range. The Moffat County School District has released the upcoming schedule for the next school year. First day of school, August 13th. Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat Springs held graduation ceremonies Saturday. 199 students earned bachelor's and associate's degrees. Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education has a meeting at 4:30 today at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Pascal Genesta will give a facilities and projects update. Athletic Director Luke DeWolf's on the agenda to discuss adding girls flag football at Steamboat Springs High School. Students were given a survey as to whether they would play girls flag football if it was offered. 64 out of 624 surveyed said they would, which is the highest recorded response of any sport, according to DeWolf's report to the board. Flag football is a CHASA-sanctioned girls sport. The proposal to the board also says the Denver Broncos would provide jerseys. It would start in the fall. A long line of people were seen walking along 20 Mile Road headed towards Steamboat Springs Saturday. They were walking 8 miles to the Catholic Church. Maricel Corral says they're all from Craig.
It's like a spiritual renewal, and you offer your sacrifice to the Lord.
The walk is something that's done every 25 years, called a Jubilee Holy Year Pilgrimage. Moffat County Board of County Commissioners and Natural Resources Director Jeff Comstock will be participating in a workshop with representatives from Craig City Council today to meet with Taft Law. Following Child Abuse Prevention Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April, Better Tomorrow is encouraging community members to participate in core training to be able to work with groups like Advocates of Rock County. Training starts at 5:30 tonight at 480 Rolling Stone Drive. Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club says two coaches have been named Coaches of the Year in the Rocky Mountain Division. They are Chad Wolk and Joe Paul. The Steamboat Sailors track team competed at the Western Slope League Championships in Grand Junction this weekend. Two skill records were broken. The girls 4x400 ran a 4:08.17 with Isla Oslowski, Whitney Warnke, Gracie Keller, and Carly Pappas. And Tiggity Loomis broke the triple jump at 35:10. The girls team took second place as a team in the region. On the boys' side, Austin Prost was named 4A Western Slope League Athlete of the Meet. All results are on our website.
We're the Moffat County Fair Royalty. Welcome to Maybelle!
Maybelle was full of visitors and residents and horses for the Great American Horse Drive Sunday. 300 horses rumbled through town from their winter pasture to their summer pasture just west of Craig. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.